And Francis Walters is going to come and read to us from Luke's Gospel, and then Lisa is going to come and bring our word for today. Thank you.
Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I am a virgin. How then can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come to you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her.
Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you for your word this morning to us. Lord, we pray that your spirit will speak to us. Help us to hear afresh from you. Help us to see beyond the familiarity of something that maybe some of us have known for a long time. Help us to have soft hearts, that we will be ready to respond to all that you are calling us to. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you noticed how Christmas adverts are getting bigger and better every year? There have been several adverts this year that have really grabbed my attention, causing me to stop what I'm doing to see what will happen next, and curious to find out what it is the advert is actually for. Now, although behind the adverts is a desire to boost sales and make money, each year these adverts form part of a media effort to announce Christmas. And I wonder if sometimes they are saying far more than even they realise. That's why over the next few weeks, we are going to be announcing Christmas by using a different advert to help us to see afresh the real message at this time of year. Now, the first advert I saw in recent weeks that made me stop and see what it was going on about, what was happening, what it was for, was this one. I love that advert. I could watch it again and again. Now, movies are a great way to escape from the real world. If it's a good enough film, you can virtually feel like you are part of the action. You're so captivated by the drama around you, it almost pulls you in. I remember once when I went to the cinema to see a James Bond movie. Now, you all know James Bond, full of action and car chases. And by the end of the film, when I went to leave the cinema, I was out of breath. What was worse was when I got in the car to drive home. And my friend looked at me and said, "You don't normally drive like this." And I had to remember I wasn't being chased. That advert for Sky Movies illustrates the way that movies draw us in. And we watch the family and their dog become Muppets, then get rescued by Spider-Man, then enter a Lego world, and then finally have the most exhilarating sledge ride through the animated slopes of Frozen. And then the advert closed with that phrase, "Believe in better." Believe in better. Is that because only the best movies are on Sky? Or is it because they know that deep down, people are looking for a better place, a better world, a way to escape the pain and the difficulty of life, and they can offer a nice distraction? I often wonder whether the dissatisfaction that people feel with this world and the hunger that they have for something better is because deep down they long for the perfection and the beauty of the world that God first created. Because deep down they know there is something better, even though they don't realise what it is they are yearning for. Our reading this morning reminds us that we are right to believe in better. Because God stepped into our world so that we could have a new start, a fresh hope, and an opportunity to live in God's kingdom. Luke tells us that the angel said to Mary, "You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." What is the angel saying to Mary? There's so much in that first announcement. I wonder how Mary could really have taken it in. Mary is going to have a baby. That's enough of a shock since she's a virgin. But the baby is not going to be just her child. He's going to be the Son of God. He will become a king. This child is not just a regal figure who will one day rule a kingdom. He is going to be the greatest ruler that the world has ever seen. His name is to be Jesus, which means the Lord is salvation. And through him will come the salvation of the world. What the angel has just announced is the fulfillment of the prophecy that Isaiah gave many years before. You can read it in chapter 7. He said, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel." Now this name in Hebrew means God is with us. In other words, it's Mary who is the young woman, and she will give birth to the Son of God. Through Mary, God will be with us. Now in the Sky Movies advert, as the people entered each film, they took on the form of the characters. They became Muppets. They became Lego people so that they could enter that new world. It was through those forms that they experienced a different adventure. But this morning, we're not talking about movies. We're talking about truth. We can believe in better because God stepped into our world in human form to be with us so that we could enter his kingdom to be with him. So often the familiarity of the story lessens the impact of the truth. God chose to enter our world as a baby so that we could be saved. Perhaps the story would help to reinforce the meaning of that message. There was a Scottish farmer who did not believe in the Christmas story. The idea that God would become a man was absurd. His wife, however, was a devout believer, and she raised their children in her faith. Now, sometimes the farmer gave her a hard time, mocking her faith and belief in the incarnation of God in the baby of Bethlehem. "It's all nonsense," he would say. "Why would God lower himself to become a human like us? It's such a ridiculous story." One snowy Sunday evening, his wife took the children to church while the farmer relaxed at home. After they'd left, the weather deteriorated into a blinding snowstorm. Suddenly, he heard a loud thump against the window. Then another thump. He ventured outside to see what was happening. There in the field was the strangest sight. A flock of geese. They'd been migrating south, and in the storm they'd become disorientated. And there they were, stranded on his farm, unable to fly, unable to even see where they were going. The farmer had compassion on them. He wanted to help them, and he knew that his barn would be able to give them shelter for the night. So he battled his way through the snow and opened the barn doors and stood back and waited for the geese to make their way in. But they didn't realise what he'd done. They didn't know the barn would be shelter for them. So he tried to shoo the geese in. Well, that just left the geese running in all different directions. Perplexed, he got some bread and he made a trail to the barn door. But they still didn't catch on. Nothing he could do would get them into the warmth and the shelter of the barn. Eventually, feeling totally frustrated, he exclaimed, "Why don't they follow me? Can't they see this is the only place where they can survive the storm? How can I possibly get them to follow me?" He thought for a moment and then realized they're not following him because he's a human. "How can I save them?" he said. "The only way would be for me to become a goose. If I could be like one of them, then I could save them. They would follow me and I'd lead them to safety." And then he stopped because he realized what he'd said. "If only I could become like one of them, then I could save them." At last, he understood God's heart towards mankind. He fell on his knees in the snow and he worshipped him. God chose to step into our world, to be a human, to be one of us, so that we can believe in better, because God came to save us. When we look at that reading from Luke's Gospel, we realise it wasn't only God that stepped into a different world. As Mary listened to the angel's message, she chose to step into the adventure with God by responding obediently. In verse 38, you can read, "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen as you have said." 12 words, she said, but again, there is so much significance, it's easy to miss what was really being said. You see, that response that Mary gave was not easy. By choosing to say yes to God and accept his plan for her, she knew that she was choosing to enter a costly situation. She was pregnant without being married, a situation that would undoubtedly lead to shame and scandal from all those who knew her. You can picture the scene as she walks down the street and people around her stop and look at her and gather as she walks past and whisper behind her back. She was pregnant, but she was also engaged, and her fiancé was not the father of her child. She had no idea how Joseph would react, but it was quite likely that the engagement could be called off. And that's just thinking about the immediate troubles that she would face. Little did she know that one day she would endure the pain of seeing her son hanging on a cross. There was a cost to Mary in humbly choosing to accept God's will for her. But her response shows that in obeying God, she is choosing to trust in him. Now that means that she was prepared to face whatever challenging situations God might lead her through, because she knew she would not be facing them alone. God would be with her and he would help her. Despite the cost in accepting God's will for her life, Mary was stepping into an adventure. An adventure that God would see her through. And an adventure that enabled her to play a significant part in God's plan of salvation. This young, humble girl of integrity was to play a most significant role in God's rescue plan. As Luke tells the story, we see that in the middle of the cosmic story, there are human stories. God not only enters our world, but he allows us to be part of the action with him. The adventure may be costly, but it is also exciting, rewarding, life-changing, the most significant adventure you could ever have. So as we look at Mary's encounter with the angel, we're reminded that God is also inviting us to step into his adventure too. For those that reflect on the true Christmas story this year, and there will be many, in fact, who actually know very little, for many, it will just become one more Christmassy feel-good story. A bit of Christmas tradition, like the story of Scrooge, the traditional Christmas movie, or going to see a local pantomime. But we know this is different. This isn't just a story. It's reality. So how do we make it real to others? And how do we allow it to impact our lives today? In the summer, I went for the first time to Pleasurewood Hills in Norfolk. Who's been to Pleasurewood Hills in Norfolk? Oh, few. Now, generally, I don't do theme parks. But I was promised this would be okay, because at Pleasurewood Hills, the rides are fairly tame, and there would even be some rides that I could go on. So the plan was that I might try a few rides, but for the rest of the day, I would be able to stand at the bottom of the rides and look after the bags. This was a plan that I was very happy with. Unfortunately, when I got there, I discovered it was not a plan that Andy was happy with. And after a few tame rides and quite a long time of standing at the bottom, there was a lot of encouragement from Andy and members of the Hills family, who were quick to say, "You can't really enjoy it at the bottom. You've got to get on one of the rides." And so they said, "Go and do the Marble Run." Now, the Marble Run is a family-friendly ride. It's a roller coaster that's suitable for children. And from the bottom, it looked okay. So with a bit of persuasion, I joined the queue. And very quickly, we were at the front. And I stepped on the ride and strapped in and waited for it to go. They were right. It was a completely different experience to standing at the bottom with the bags. It was higher than it looked. It was steeper than it looked, and from the first bend, I screamed, and I didn't stop screaming until I got off. But later in the day, I went back for a second go. And still screamed. More, I think. If you want to step into the adventure with God, you have to be prepared to get on the ride. It's not enough to watch from a distance. It's not enough to say, "That's a nice story. It makes me feel good. It kind of makes sense." You have to accept that the story of Christmas is a reality, that God really did enter our world to bring salvation, that the supernatural God acted in supernatural ways so that your life might change. And in choosing to believe that, you have to respond like Mary, by saying yes to God's plans for your life today. Now, like Mary, you may well find that saying yes has its challenges. It may even have its pain. There will be twists and turns, like I found on the marble run, that are completely unexpected and far greater than you imagine. But like Mary, you can also trust that whatever circumstances you face, God will be with you. He will help you through each unexpected climb and drop. And he will enable you to get through. Because, as the angel told Mary, there is nothing that God cannot do. There is nothing that God cannot do. But also, like Mary, in choosing to step into God's adventure, you will also be saying that you too want to play a part in God's rescue plan. Now, clearly, the role that Mary had was unique. But as we've already seen, alongside the cosmic story are human stories. And God, in his love and in his grace, chooses to use ordinary people like us to be part of his mission to the rest of the world. We don't know where that might lead us, who that might lead us to meet, how that might enable us to introduce someone else to God. But we do know that we are invited to step into God's adventure, to trust in where he will lead us, and that he will be with us through it all. Let's pause for a moment's silence to allow God to continue speaking to us, and then I'll lead us in a prayer. Loving God, we thank you for your word to us this morning. Thank you for the truth that you chose to step into our world as a baby, that you might live and die and come to life again so that we could live forever with you. Lord, we pray that this morning you would help us to hear from you by your Spirit, and help us to be ready to say yes to whatever it is that you are calling us into. Perhaps like the Scottish farmer, you want to reveal that truth to us in a fresh way and help us for the first time to worship you as Saviour and as Lord. Lord, for those of us who know the story and yet still haven't been impacted by its significance, open our eyes and open our hearts. Help us to meet with you. And perhaps for some of us, you're calling us to trust you and obediently follow you. For some of us, that might be to trust in you for our future. Perhaps to trust in you for our unfulfilled dreams. Maybe it's to trust that you are and will be with us through the difficulties that we face. And you will lead us through those twists and turns. And you will see us through them. And perhaps for others of us this morning, you are calling us to step out and invite somebody else to get onto that ride, to join us, to join you in your kingdom. Lord, help us this morning to be bold. And help us, like Mary, to be humbly obedient, to respond to you and accept your will for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.